Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
The Bus Factor.
Episode 8.
Something. Yeah. Nah, 40, 41.
41.
Yeah, you impressive. Just pulled up the page before and it was 40.
Hey, so we don't have like the birthday. Will that be episode 52 or how many did we switch? How many did we not have? Yeah, 41. That's right. You know what I mean?
What birthday? No,
birthday should be 52 if we've done one every episode.
Oh, right. Yeah. Week. Theoretically, well, there's not 52 weeks.
Though. Isn't there?
No, there's 52.4 weeks. Well,
then it should be at least 52, right?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, look down when's episode one.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. 21st of July, May, June, July. We've got like 2 months, two and a half months.
Just got to change the label.
Bush is waving suggestively.
Bus.
Not this week.
Red.
Hey, brainwashed Kaiser.
Runners. All right, pull that there.
Stand up, go look at the buses.
So last week we were at a different venue where bushes were waving suggestively at us.
Unfortunately, we could not make out any buses, not very easily at least.
I did hear that there were some things that might have looked like buses. But
potentially buses. If they looked like buses, they
large
may have been
shapes crossing the bridge.
Buses. Yeah, but we couldn't. Need that HDMI capture card, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Right, so
it's looking not very many buses at the moment. You see, there's we saw there was some during the pre-show, but
we did see quite a few during the pre-show.
Just looking kind of desolate at the moment, isn't it?
A
little bit windy as well.
You know, I actually kind of want to bring back that old label we had. Bushes waving.
Bushes waving suggestively.
Look at that one right in front of us.
I think you'll find that those are actually trees waving suggestively.
Fair enough.
But yes, I can see.
Did you see like the murder on the street?
The murder. They've cut down trees.
Cut down like three trees.
They've been doing it the last few nights. They cut down a bunch.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the snap where it sounded like I was making a real smelly fart. But it's because if you use your mouth, yeah.
Sure.
I didn't end up doing it. Couldn't make it happen.
So anyway, we got quite a bit on the roster this week.
And we've got a guest in the office.
Yeah, we do have a guest.
Who will be coming on the show. And I've actually got his handle written down somewhere. Wiley Dave, but like spelt all weird. Wiley Dave. Yeah. We tweeted about that, so you can check him out on Twitter if that's your thing. But he will be on the show later.
He's a boss. He is a boss.
Just one though.
Well, there's two. We could start with our first bus story, which could explain
bus story.
Why there's no buses.
Oh, it could indeed, actually. So, starting the bus lane today.
Are we just
pulling out of the garage? Into
oh,
the
right.
Lane.
Gotcha.
Because we haven't started on the street yet. So, what's the story?
So, the story is there's no bus drivers. There's
no bus drivers. Zero. Zero.
None.
Who is that? Is that a fucking robot right there?
Someone just stole the bus,
Someone
I reckon.
Stole the bus. We've talked about doing that before, haven't we?
Yeah. But, no, seriously, they have had a lot of bus drivers quit and just, like, not turn up to work and a bunch of stuff. And
they're not replacing them.
Not replacing them. Not replacing, like, the buses on the route, so heaps of people are just like stranded and can't get to work like during rush hour. I've noticed it myself, like, so I normally wait until off peak time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have to like
peak time is fucking just horrific.
I know, right? And like the other day I still had to like stand during a off peak bus. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is there so many people on this bus?
They said, you know, they do it every time, but when something like this happens, they're like, it's the worst we've ever seen in 20 years of bus driving. Which, you know, sure, I probably believe that. But also, like, I'm sure that happens every time.
Oh, we got a turner. This is going to be.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, one more.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, look at that. Right. Fucking,
got a number?
Yeah. Easy.
Round four. Round four.
Did the turner go as well?
Well, flick up that one. Okay. The.
I think because he was all right. Because the different lights here, that's the one you got to pay attention to, yeah.
Route 4 straight, 505.
No brandishing lately. I got my notifications that my
bus count. One.
Oh, that your clip went viral with the dude. Yeah. It was a pretty good clip, to be honest. It's got 6.5k views on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
there's someone in the chat.
Literally, the one
we
were just looking at before.
Yeah, the The one where the guy... I'd like to see that again. Well, something like it. It doesn't have to be the same guy. That
it'll probably happen. It's a popular intersection.
Especially once we upgrade to the Bus Factor 9000, where we have lights at every intersection around Wellington with automated detection systems.
We'll be like Bus Factor tycoons.
We've got to add that into the detection system. Guy being beaten by police, right? That's like a high priority alert. I can't remember that.
We could
bus
send it to the Project 11 people.
It's a stretch goal. Yeah.
Oh, another Turner.
Yeah, there's a.
Oh, come on. No, there's nothing.
Kind of loud as well, the buses. Is there a different noise?
Oh, is that old genie?
I thought there was another noise.
Cool. Yeah, so no buses.
Yeah, no buses.
All the drivers have just gone.
Do you know what I think happens?
What happens?
We got them all fired.
Do you actually think it's us?
I'm going to say yes. I might be misleading.
So I think...
Do you think we had an effect?
No, because...
You don't reckon anyone's been fired because of us?
Probably not.
Probably, but could be.
Potentially. It's potentially. But the people that are getting fired are continuously running red lights. So they wouldn't fire over one offence.
No, but we've seen how many red light runners...
But the people that are getting
fired... If you were on the list every week for a month, they might be like, dude, come on. Right? They might. Or they might just give a warning and the bus driver and be like, fuck you then. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could influence it. It literally could.
Yeah, potentially.
Or if they put out a thing being like, stop running red lights and the bus drivers got angry with
it. But I think the routes that they were mentioning were the ones from Haitaitai and like Brooklyn and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah. Yeah, that does make a difference.
Not this old one. What's happening? I'm here today.
So far, I've been lucky. Yeah, it's true. Could be our good luck charm.
Oh, got another Turner.
And the good luck charm for us and the bad luck charm for crazy
let's
people.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking.
901. Nah.
Oh, that was pretty close.
Should we call him a half?
Yeah, okay. Let's bump it up by half. A 0.1, if anything, because it's just the little tail end. We got the replay here.
Oh, I thought that was it.
What real it is considered running a red light? What? What are you asking? Sorry. I didn't even pay attention to the fucking.
Oh, I don't think it was.
Okay, we won't count them then. We won't count them.
All right, so you think we have gotten people fired?
It's possible. But or at least like annoyed them to the point where they.
Potentially.
Hey, so you know what's funny is we talked about this before because this comes up all the time on the Bus Factor.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone to employ, and the reason is because they pay shit, right? So what happens is as soon as someone joins the bus company, trains up to be able to do it, they're like, wait, I can just drive trucks now and get paid a shit ton more. Why would I drive buses?
Yeah, right? It's pretty funny.
And so their way around is like if they hire unskilled immigrants, they stay for longer. So they're like, we really need immigrants. And it's kind of like this weird situation. So, but it's also kind of funny that there's always been a lot of stuff being like, don't let them hire immigrants. Like, don't let immigrants come over to work here. But then at the same time, it's like, well, no one here wants to fucking work for them. So what do you want to do? You know, it's tough.
Oh, this guy, Deathwish. It was still green and he just like ran in front of a bus.
No, it was the first one was red.
Yeah, going back that way, it'll be red. Right,
when we get our guest speaker on, let's go through the B-roll that displays it.
The B-roll.
Is it running while it's red or if it turns red while crossing? Yeah, so we generally count it as running a red light if any part of the bus is not fully out of the intersection at the point the light turns red. Yeah,
which I think is, by definition, the law.
Yeah, but keep in mind that...
We only really report buses that it's
most
red
the bus.
Before the bus even gets up to the line.
Yeah, so yeah, if it's like that, we would definitely count that with those cars.
Basically, if the bus's dash cam can see the red light.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it's like, you know, we count them when we report them if it's, like, egregious. That being said, like, the one before this is red, 7 seconds before this one is? So if they get to the point where they're going through on an orange, they've already gone through a red light.
Yeah, we'll pull up the B-roll later because Dave hasn't seen it.
Hasn't seen it, yeah.
And it is pretty good quality. Like, we got that professionally done.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what... Wait, what's... Pretty good. Oh,
the B-roll. The
B-roll.
One that we got professionally
done. Oh my god, it's the
done.
Worst B-roll. Why didn't you just like...
It's like you're playing noughts and crosses on the bus.
So bad. Oh, fucking
mate.
Yeah,
easy.
Fucking easy.
Route 5.
Route 5. More like route fucking red light runner.
Route 5.
Thank
straight
you.
At 5:10.
So what, is that two in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's extrapolate. How much do we think we're going to have?
Yeah, how much do you reckon?
I'll guess say 20 to 30, which I think might be a little bit high.
20 to 30.
We'll say 20.
Oh, I'm going to go with 10.
10. I'm going to go with... Eight. 8.7.
You can't do fucking
0.7. Why can't I do 8.7?
All right, 8.7.
If there's a catastrophic
10,
crash, you could theoretically
and
have.
And our guest pre-show said 20 to 30.
To be fair, he had like 2 minutes to decide, and he was like, well, two have gone through. So it did. The extrapolation worked pretty well. Yeah, yeah, given
what
the,
we don't know is
logic.
He's somehow like influenced the buses and
yeah,
like
paid all the bus drivers. We've talked about doing that, going down there, and if you time it just right, you can get on the buses in such a way you stagger them all the way up and cause them to run red lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could also just get on there with a gun and go through the red light.
Oh my god.
That would also work if you do want to just
should ruin we
life. Ooh, it's Turner? Turner, right? Turner?
No, just
no,
nothing.
Just he went. Did he like kind of?
He would have got his red first. Mm. But yeah,
he knows we're watching. He can see us.
Hello.
You probably can see us at the moment, actually.
Oh. Probably.
We might need to wait for it to darken just slightly.
Just slightly, I reckon.
Okay, well, what about?
Should we swap some lanes?
Yeah, let's swap lanes. Caused a crash.
All right. Talking about crashes, should we talk about something that doesn't crash?
It doesn't crash. I'm looking at the list there. I'm not seeing much that doesn't crash, buddy.
Well, the top one.
I think literally everything there crashes.
Not. Yeah, but
okay, you're
the
right.
Top one we're
the
not
top one
talking
is the
about
least,
how it crashes.
The top one is the least likely to crash, the daemon. But every other piece of software there is just shit.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the old top story of the week.
Yeah.
GPG is dead.
Don't use it.
GPG.
Don't use it. Oh, GPG
you are,
you're
literally better to go out and just like send unencrypted mail than to
I reckon
use
you're
BGP.
Better off writing all your messages just in crayon and chalk on the concrete.
Just like, for everyone to see, because that's better than the alternative running PGP.
In so reality, though,
in reality,
is it really that bad?
Is it that bad? No, is the answer. But we will cover, there's been like a little bit of development.
Oh my god,
development.
There's just so much happening.
That was kind of intense. Oh, they made it, though. They made it.
Stop. It was like
it was beautiful the way they all kind of like, yeah, but they all like kind of flowed in together and it worked.
Yeah.
So some researchers found some issues in, I'm going to say, PGP implementation, or GPG implementations, I would kind of say.
Yeah, implementations. In regards to MUAs, mail user agents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you use Thunderbird, if you use other mail clients, I don't know what they are.
Oh, there's like
I don't use any mail clients. Like, no one does. Well, some people do, I guess.
Yeah.
If you use those, the gist of the bug, there's like
I should mention Mutt is not affected by this.
Yes. So this is to do with the way HTML mail is rendered. You basically just put in like an image tag with the href equals quote PGP encrypted mail here.
Yeah.
End quote.
Yeah. So you just do a three-part, multi-part message.
Yeah. Yeah.
First part is open HTML tag.
Yeah.
Last part is close HTML tag.
And middle part
is
encrypted mail.
Yeah.
So most mail clients will decrypt it, give an error because they're like, well, this was not a properly encrypted mail.
Yeah.
There's also like a sweet crypto attack that they did, which I didn't read into. There was a cool crypto attack. It relied on the use of CBC, which like, to be honest.
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah, I mean, like, so CBC is still secure, right? It needs to be authenticated, but it's still secure.
Yeah.
But a lot of people.
And that's where the whole issue here came
from. Yeah.
Up.
So a lot of people will advocate like using XTS or something as your cipher instead, which, you know, that's good. You know, definitely use XTS if you can, but you know, legacy, fucking who cares. But no, so this got patched before the release happened.
Yeah.
It's before the disclosure happened, I said. And there was a little kerfuffle in how the disclosure happened. PGP guys were salty about it. They're like, it's not a bug in PGP.
It's just not.
Yeah. But Enigmail was patched it, but they didn't patch it properly. So this just came out today that Enigmail is still vulnerable to this.
Oh, yeah. Someone found a small loophole. Oh, yeah. Look at what? Oh, my God. That guy nearly just ran over people. So he'll stop. You'll see it on the
replay.
Okay,
I'm watching the replay.
Oh, should we pull up this replay?
He stops. It's going to be too late now. Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. He, yeah.
And then
okay.
He just like fucking swerves around and there's people crossing.
Yeah. That's bad.
We might see it.
No way. The... No, it's too late. It's too late. You've got stuff in the way. It's just, it's over. It's over. Yeah, cars are just as bad at killing people. Oh, yeah, so the mitigation for this generally is just stop using HTML email.
Yeah, like, there's no real issue with GPG. Generally. It was...
Well, yeah, yes and no. Bad ecosystem?
It's got a bad ecosystem, but there was no real flaw with GPG, I'd say, here.
You could say the protocol isn't strong enough at... the advice should be if that an email fails authentication, it should not be displayed to the user, and that should be part of the spec.
So, like, GPG failed with an error, but it's still decrypted, which is... Like, it decrypted, but then was just like, actually, error.
By the way, it doesn't actually, yeah.
I can understand how it goes through that process, because it's like, we'll decrypt it, then we'll check authentication.
Which is where, like, the XDS comes into play, because one of the attacks relied on, like, doing some block trickery, which, that was very weird.
They're blocked up, like, real far back.
Oh, wow, they are. Damn. Oh, yes.
Three cars deep.
Yes. Yes.
No
buses. We need to hire people to go out there and cross it.
No buses will be able to get past.
If it all goes to plan.
They're not going. Yes.
They're not going?
They're not going.
Oh, yes.
On the buses going. Yes. Yes.
They're going to be stuck.
Yes.
Oh. Are they beeping?
Oh, yeah. There's some beeping. There's some beeping.
Oh, there's still people walking.
Oh, go a bit further.
What is he? What is that guy doing? Why is he not going? Why did he sign up?
This red card's just like,
it's gonna be red. It's gonna be red.
Oh, this guy, one new emote. That's
that was so red.
I'm gonna say
two. I'm gonna say two.
We'll
because
say
the two going the opposite direction.
We bumped the camera. Someone's bumped the camera.
Someone bumped the camera.
Someone has bumped the camera.
Can we, oh, so they have. The cable might have been bumped slightly. We'll down. Sorry, we're just rearranging the camera here.
Slightly up.
Up a tiny bit, just like the ever so slight. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep, if you can. There we are. Look at that.
Right,
on the fly adjustments.
It was route 80 and 81 going backwards at 517.
Yeah, that was definitely two. Potentially three, but I wasn't paying attention to this way. Yeah. Did you say going backwards? That makes it sound like they reversed through the intersection.
I'll describe it
a
different
way. Oh, look
at
this guy. He fucking got caught up in the things. Man, I don't know. These people are bad at driving.
Whoa, what's
aren't
happening?
They? So it's, I mentioned.
Oh yeah,
it's a schedule, right? Yeah,
definitely a schedule. But MeetLink won't admit to that. Do you have anything more on the old GPG?
Yeah, so bus going through red light does actually help you get home faster. Potentially not safer.
Yeah.
It does save you time. But the thing is, it's like
this is it. He's not going to fit. The next one's not
going to
fit.
No other one. Look at that.
Oh,
made it.
Snug. I think he's slightly
pretty
over.
Snug, yeah. Oh, we'll let him do it. Anything on the GPG? No, I don't think so. I mean, it's like a kind of cool little attack. I like the attack.
Yeah, you see similar attacks like that where you kind of shoehorn something in the middle.
Yeah, I like it because it's like not a... It's like a relatively non-technical attack. The HTML part of it. Blockchain. The block cipher attack part of it is like nifty.
That's technical, but...
The kind of core issue here is like a bit of a like logic... It's almost like a logic flaw. It's not exactly, but I like that kind of attack.
So what do you want to do now?
Use Signal, use GPG. Is that the advice everyone goes? Use Signal, use
I don't
Tor?
Think anyone says use GPG anymore. Like, a lot of people have recently come out being like,
please
don't use
GPG.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
I use GPG for my password store. That's it.
Yeah, so someone, as Metal pointed out on Risky Bus, GPG is used.
Name.
Yeah, no, right. GPG is used in a lot of cases not by humans, it's used by computers.
Yeah.
Right? Which, that's an important thing, and that's probably a decent use of GPG. I like it there. I use it for encrypting some files as well, right? But I just don't think the ecosystem is very good. The camera angle's like not super. It is what it is.
Yeah.
When we get the tripod set up, we'll be able to fix that.
Yeah. When people get excited, the camera moves.
Yeah. So should we cover the signal and then get a guest on?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Can't stop the signal, Mel.
Yeah. Cool. So signal bugs, right?
Yeah, it's fucking multiple.
Tell me the signal.
Three, if you... Well, kind of.
Well, we'll do... Should we do two now or should we do all three now?
Well, let's do... Well, there's only two that affect signal.
Yeah.
We'll cover the three, though. So someone...
Well, we'll cover two, because the third kind of is related to other stuff as well.
Okay, we'll cover two. Signal. Someone was like, hey, we found a bug in Signal.
Boom.
Twitter blew up. Bam. Lots of, oh my God, the world is ending. So Slick's, because Signal's an Electron app, XSS is... people use the term remote code execution. Here's the thing, though. If you have XSS in the context of a Signal conversation, you can exfil that conversation, right? Potentially, yeah. You can exfil different conversations depending on how the interaction with the app goes. So XSS is pretty bad for Signal. I would say it's pretty much as bad as it gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know you hate XSS, but if you can get data out, then
in an Electron app, it's worse. Okay, yeah. I hate XSS like for a normal website because it lets you do almost nothing.
You can
okay, sure. You can do whatever you want on the app, but you know what I mean. I want to pop servers, not clients. Which this, as far as I know, there was no RCE associated with this XSS, which there often is in Electron apps. Nonetheless, this got patched very quickly. So Signal team, security team, responsive, blah blah blah. They're using Electron, so they've got to be like missing some parts. But I kid. Electron's not that bad. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, someone on Twitter was like, oh, I also found this bug. Wait for it to get patched. And then we're like, wait, that didn't patch my bug.
I get that all the time in bug bounties. They're like, oh, yeah, we've already got that track. And then they fix it. I'm like,
I think that fixes my bug.
No, it's not. Like, I can still do this. And they're like, oh, you found another one.
Yeah. Like, yes, in the original report that I told you.
It's the same one.
In this case, the guy just didn't tell Signal about it. He was on Twitter. Yeah. He assumed it was patched. It wasn't. Which is fine. It happens.
I mean, it's similar to what happened with the whole shell shock thing. Like,
similar.
Well,
yeah.
Like people found
variants for days. Yeah. Yeah.
And like it got fixed, and then like they just found more and more. Yeah. But I guess that's people were trying to find in that area.
Yeah. Nonetheless, the new one got patched within 3 hours of disclosure.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's
I guess
good.
The security team was all up and ready anyway. Because they just fixed one.
Not still. Like Enigmail, right?
Yeah. Yeah, not like Enigmail, because they actually fixed it. So, you know, two XSS and Signal in 2 days, that's not good. That's bad.
There's probably more.
I'm not using Signal on desktop, right? In fact, someone at the office asked, so it's like, who's using Signal on desktop? Because copy-pasting is a bitch on mobile.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So if you want to cross-paste from desktop to mobile, it's like you got to use this shoddy ecosystem stuff. So someone was like, just use Signal desktop. And everyone was like, we're not using it. And I'm glad now because get you hacked, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I used the Chrome app, but then they...
Oh my gosh, that's the same thing.
Then they deprecated that. And oh yeah, then I'm just like, fuck it.
Mm. Well, in any case, should we bring on the guest speaker?
Yeah, should we get the guest? Is the guest ready? Oh, the guest is looking nervous now.
We've all been nervous.
Yeah.
Hugh will lead you through it. He's been on the show for ages.
I also don't know what the guest is going to talk about.
Pick a topic of expertise. Teaching is a good one, right? You can talk about something like
fair
that. You can, anyway, I'll pass the mic over. You can introduce yourself if you want. You can use a false name if you want to. Although you've been linked on for this, so.
You should use a false name.
Hey.
Yeah, and then you hold it like that.
And you hold it like this. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so I'm Dave, Wiley Dave. I work up at FIC, teaching computer science and software engineering.
Yeah.
And I'm just hanging out here watching the buses.
Yeah. How do you like the buses?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's definitely some technique to this, I think, for sure. I mean, I didn't get the whole cars backed up thing just there for a moment. I was a bit confused about that, but yeah.
Do you still think 20 to 30 will run red lights?
What's your count now, man?
We've got 4 at the moment at 24 minutes into the hour.
Yeah, okay. It's not looking super likely. Oh. I was just a bit confused because like in the pre-session, it looked like it was going to go big, right?
Yeah. Once it turns like twilighty, it kind of dies down a little.
Okay, you think the bus drivers just get a bit dazzled? Is that what, or sort of, you know?
I'm not too sure. So last winter, we did it from 4:30 to 5:30 instead of 5 till 6.
Right, okay.
So potentially we'll migrate back to there. Though I'll be going away.
True, you got your big trip coming up, right?
Yeah, I've got a sweet holiday from the bus factory.
So what's going to happen with the bus factory then when you're away?
Stephen's going to try and get a lot of people. So if you're keen to come back down, I'm sure he'll take you.
Sure, I could be persuaded to come down. No dramas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you do up at the uni?
What do I do apart from teaching students and teaching computer science? And I teach Java programming. It seems to be my niche is teaching Java programming to second years is my sort of niche.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in programming languages, right? I'm big into programming languages, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah, I do kind of know that. I was one of your students once.
True. Did I teach you anything about programming languages?
I'm not too sure.
Did I teach you anything useful?
I don't know. I got a piece of paper.
Okay. That's not encouraging.
Nah, I reckon I learned stuff.
Yeah, okay. So are we going to talk tech now? Is that the plan?
So
for like a nanosecond,
we can either talk tech or we can talk buses. or
yeah, my knowledge of buses is not super flash. Yeah, I've got to be honest.
Knowledge of buses is not super flash. Have you ever caught a bus?
Yeah, in Wellington.
Not
recently, though, I'll be honest. I haven't got a Snapper card, for example.
You haven't got a Snapper card?
No.
How do you catch buses?
Who said that? I walk everywhere. I either walk or I drive. That's it. But I do want to get a Snapper card because I feel like I actually possibly should catch the bus sometime, to be fair. Can't argue.
Fair enough.
It's just where I live. It's close-ish to town.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
not that bad.
You would just
and walk into the uni. I go down the hill and up through the botanics. It's pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nah. I thought that was... You sometimes get the feeling, like the sixth sense, the bus sense, I call
so
it.
So did you? So I was wondering, actually, did you see any collisions? Have you seen any collisions of any kind?
Not on camera, but we have had...
We have witnessed some.
Yeah, the trees have been cut. We've talked about that. We have witnessed aftermath of people getting hit.
Oh, really? Ambulances, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So... Just down the bottom of our office, right. It happens a lot.
Is it because of the change? The streets, the one way?
Yeah, so I think since they've changed this, we've had like 17 bus first pedestrian.
Okay, wow.
Over like 17. 6 years or something.
That's not great.
Which is pretty bad. But yeah, we also have a lot of red light runners.
Which you would think could translate into collisions, I guess.
You could.
Not that that's what you're aiming for or whatever, but...
Yeah, we kind of do want to capture something on camera, but we also
some evidence.
Don't.
Evidence. Yeah, exactly. I get that.
It'll
yeah.
be grim to watch. I mean, the cop thing was kind of interesting. Yeah. What we could do after this one... that was you,
that's
I think.
Me, yeah, yeah.
So after this light cycle... No one ran. We can go to our B-roll. So this is for our listeners.
Is this living for them? Can they see this?
Yeah, so they can see that.
Okay.
And they can also hear us. So the circle, where the circle kind of is.
Right.
That far one.
Yeah, got you.
That's the light we can see. And you'll see.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah. Wow, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, professional photography.
Is this you holding a camera?
No, we've got a professional. So that's turned orange, but that's still green. That's turned red,
yes,
and
yes.
then like 7 seconds
green,
later.
Still green, then it changes. So if you're bombing it along and you go through that light, then and it's starting to change,
yeah.
you could just go all the way through, basically.
So if we see a bus running an orange light...
That means they probably ran one...
They've run a red.
Definitely run
yeah.
back there. Okay, I see what you're saying.
They've just definitely
right,
done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the technique, right?
But yeah,
that's the skill.
It's pretty professional photography. So
really?
If anyone needs
no wobble
video photographer, just let the Bus Factor know. Video photography at thebusfactor.party. Oh, we've got a sweet domain name.
A new service as well. You know,
I'll just email us at anything. So that guy probably did run a red light because
yeah,
it was on.
Because that was pretty much going. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, gotcha. So you're not, but you're not going to count that. So you're.
We only count the ones we can.
Definite red
yeah.
light, right? Because he could have gone through and then waited there for like you know, some amount of time and then bombed it for the last bit.
Yeah,
right. Not that that would happen, but in principle,
you would occasionally see it.
You're thinking about the worst case option
yeah.
here, basically. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. What would you want to talk about? You were very eager to come on the show, weren't you?
I didn't realize I was going to have to talk, though. I mean, you know.
Oh, I did say you could talk,
okay,
and you could
yeah,
also not
yeah,
talk.
I don't mind talking. I mean, so I haven't heard too much about your security stuff you've been talking tonight.
We have covered two stories. So Do you use GPG at work?
I do use GPG.
Do you use GPG with HTML emails?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Much. I just use it for basically, you know, encrypting stuff and deploying stuff, right? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's probably the correct use of GPG. So the bugs were like, if you're using an HTML email renderer, you can basically get all the GPG encrypted stuff, get it decrypted by the mail user agent.
What's the bug though? What does it mean?
You should. You got to listen to the bus factor.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
It'll be up on YouTube and
You know, some of your what's the right word?
Fans.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
We have fans.
So here's a question for you then. If you want to talk some tech stuff, so how does I'm interested in verification and static analysis. These are the kinds of things that I'm interested in. How does that feature in your world? That was a white bus.
Static analysis.
Is that a feature for you?
We do actually kind of have that in InfoSec. So there are tools that will statically analyze for security bugs.
But do you use them?
We do.
Okay. What do you use them for?
Source code review.
Okay. But what kind of things do they look for? What do they report?
So we'll look for like common security problems, issues. It would find it.
You're
giving me a
okay. You're not look. Totally sure about that. This is my area of interest. I've just been teaching this course on safety critical systems, you know, and I'm like,
there's
lots of static analysis, but some people do.
It won't catch everything. No. Like, there's definitely that, but so like for example, people that use Ruby on Rails, there's a tool called Breakman that you just run it over your project and it will. So this guy here.
Yeah. Not quite. It's still
orange. Oh, he like accelerated a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know the number.
Probably should have stopped at that point. Yeah.
Got to the point where we can't read the numbers that much and it's got like just a green ad.
Because it's too dark, right?
Yeah. So we can't report that.
Because you need to know the guy's number.
Well, like we could just say a bus ran a red light at 5:32.
So that's your count. You're updating your count.
Yeah. So that's the count. We do it manually.
Nice font, by the way.
Once Project 11 is over and done with, then...
We were talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah. Then it'll automatically update the count.
It's the Project at Vic Uni that's
we're also not meant to talk about it.
Oh, sorry, dude. You didn't mention that before.
You should know. You're at the uni.
We've
got an NDA.
Secret Project 11 before. You got an NDA. Oh, God.
But to be honest, I have not signed this NDA.
Who has signed it then? Anybody?
I don't know. Who's signed the NDA? Who's signed the NDA for Project 11? Just you.
Okay, so yeah. One person out of the project team has signed the NDA.
Well, actually, no one from the project team, just the boss of the people. Okay, this guy.
Right.
Again, can't see the number. It has NZ
totally
on the bus.
Blocked the crossing, though.
Yep, can't cross the road. Who cares about pedestrians? All right, so number six. But yeah, Breakman tool that just analyzes stuff. We do use.
That's good. Well, I mean, I'm
you asked whether
feeling.
We used static analysis.
Yes.
We are not academics down here, but we.
But that's
do
what
use,
I'm interested in, right? I'm interested in how this stuff translates over.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, having been in academia for quite a few years myself, and then coming into industry, but I still keep in touch with academic people.
Yeah,
I know there is quite a gap. Okay. Which I try and close up slowly.
Well, I guess if there wasn't a gap, then I would feel kind of pointless, right? I guess that's the deal.
Yeah, like there's a lot more research done in academia because that's kind of how you get...
What would we do if we weren't doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Know, like just sit there and do nothing, I guess. Write Java programs for the sake of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you have any more questions? That one wasn't. You got to look at that far light.
So,
because the light you see there.
Yeah, but that looked like it was red, but it's green now. But it definitely looked like it was red when it was going through just that.
Yeah, so that one that you see is green now is the one for the cars.
Oh.
So you have to only look at that one.
But what about, or the one behind? That are coming? You can't see the bus one. Is that what you're saying?
The bus one
for this
is,
this intersection here, not for there. If we're going that way.
Buses going that way are just buses turning.
Yeah, so it looked red. That looked red to me, mate. Anyway.
No.
Okay.
No, because he had a green on the front.
Other questions. So, are you allowed to talk about your work stuff, your ZX stuff?
We're not allowed to talk about client details, but we're allowed to broad overview.
So why don't you give me just a quick overview of what you guys actually do here?
We hack people.
It's like sneakers.
Yeah, I'd
say watch sneakers?
Yeah, I've watched sneakers.
But actually involves more coding than social engineering. Is that or both?
So we don't do much coding. We will just try and find bugs in code and then exploit them.
Previously known bugs?
Sometimes not previously known.
Okay. So you actually go through code, looking for stuff that's broken.
Sometimes we don't even have the code to look through, so we'll just have
the machine code.
We'll just have the interface of
what we can see.
Yeah.
Okay. Like so, AFL, that's where you come from with your AFL stuff.
Yeah. So doing fuzzing stuff with that. Using web apps, you've got web app fuzzers and stuff like that.
I've been teaching feedback directed random testing actually in my course. Just really.
Oh yeah, nice.
Quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so the other week, Stephen actually found a bug, unknown bug, which is now fixed.
A zero day.
Oh. He's got his own CVE. He actually got
a
sweet award for it.
Sweet award, yeah.
So the boss's kid made this shell of the year.
Okay.
Should we get a photo of this on the old B-roll?
It's impressive.
Maybe next week. But yeah, we just had our...
worth getting a 0 day for that alone.
Yeah, we just had our staff get away. And that was part of the inaugural prize giving.
So why do you do this? Are you?
Why do we do this bus factor?
The bus thing, no. I'm not asking that question. Why would I ask that question? I'm asking the question, why do you look for bugs in... I guess open source software, I assume, for the most part. Or are you looking for specific things?
Oh, this guy.
Client's code.
44.
Yeah.
So at work, mainly client stuff. Okay.
So the key is their stuff is not that widely available, so no one else is looking at it, really.
Yeah. 537. This guy here. Sorry. It's very
it's
manual.
You've got to count this down. Yeah, I mean,
it's
you need
very
a clicker.
Manual process.
You need a clicker, mate. So you can stand here and just go click. I guess you need the number, though. That's the problem, is it?
If you want to report it, which I've started doing that, that's
can't
increased.
You just sync it with the video feed, and then you could go back and get the numbers?
Have you seen the video quality of the camera?
Not really, no. Do we have to move it out?
Yeah, just move that slightly. Can you make out the number on that
true.
Button?
You need some HD going on there, mate. What?
Patreon is where we are if you want to donate some money.
To invest in some new hardware?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We used to verbally say the numbers as they were driving past.
Right.
In hopes that someone would, like...
Note it down for you.
Note it down, but no one did. And I couldn't be bothered rewatching just to watch.
But then you could use voice recognition stuff, no?
You
that
could.
Work.
Yeah, that would work actually quite well.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you're using OpenCV for stuff, whatever, and then a bit of voice recognition. Project 11, dude.
Yeah.
Update the requirements. Come on.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
The students need to get practice at, requirements that change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, could be doing them a favor.
We could talk about that at our next meeting. I'll be there by proxy.
You're not going to tell me you're not going to Skype in. Overseas,
maybe.
Please
maybe.
Don't do that.
Nah, it won't.
Come on.
Different time zones.
Yeah.
I wonder if you know any of these things.
I was noticing the XLJS thing.
XLJS?
Yeah.
Have you got some thoughts on that?
I'm like, what is that? Tell me XL doesn't run JS under the hood somewhere.
Microsoft is actually thinking of implementing XL with JavaScript.
Oh, and so this is for their web platform, is it? Because they open, what is it? Office 365.
Office 365, yeah. Okay.
365, that's right.
So
and how do you feel about that? How do you feel about Excel?
Like
JavaScript.
JavaScript's gross. Like, so many bugs come up with JavaScript.
Yeah, that's
so we've got a couple of other stories on there, which is, well, yeah, like, we talked about a single bug, JavaScript. just JavaScript causes so many bugs.
Right.
Why do we need JavaScript in Excel?
Well, but they're going to make money out of it. I feel like I'm missing that.
There's a
disconnect here, right? They're going to make heaps of money. I mean,
they probably will.
I mean, we use it at the university. For God's sake.
Yeah. What time do
we?
So,
So, would you be happier then if, because it's Microsoft, right?
It's Microsoft, yeah.
Would you be happier if it was Excel and TypeScript?
TypeScript.
Correct.
No one uses that though.
No, some people do use it.
No.
Yes, they do. Well, Microsoft.
Oh, that's a big bus. Is that one of the double deckers? So occasionally you see like Newlands and Mana buses just going straight with the cars. There's no route. It's like a ghost route.
Yeah, okay. They might be just.
But they pull over at the stop up there.
I have a bus story for you. Oh my God.
A bus story.
You've just reminded me of a bus
story. Go on.
So I don't know. You visited my place? I used to live in Vogeltown, actually.
Yeah, I've been to that place.
Okay, I used to live on Mana Street, which is a very steep street.
That was the one where a bus got caught one time.
Dude.
Yeah,
my bus story. You just ruined it for me, but that's cool. Don't worry about it. Because it's got this real tight hairpin for those people that know it.
If you want to top the best bus story on here, one of my friends actually had a bus crash into his house. But anyway, go on with yours.
I'm not going to top the best bus story. But so this really steep road with a very tight hairpin. And so every so often you'd get a bus that came up there. So yeah, one time the bus actually got stuck and they had to bring up a crane to lift the bus off, right? I think something similar might have happened in Devon Street. I'm not sure about that. But anyway.
Yeah.
But another time, the bus came up and it did a literally 300-point turn for about 20 minutes. But it actually got out. I was like, wow, it actually got out and it made it.
That's good.
But every time I saw a bus going up that hill, I'd be like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I remember seeing that story way back.
Yeah. That's right. That happened.
Like, buses go up there like so often and they're tight corners.
I don't know why. It's definitely not a route. There's no bus route there. So
yeah, they're all charter buses. I mean, I had it when I was in primary school as well. Like, the bus just went up like weird roads and suddenly, like, all the kids have to get off the bus, so, like, there's no weight and the bus can, like, finish going around a corner.
Okay, yeah.
Like, this is bad. Any more you want to say? News stories?
We did Excel and TypeScript, which you didn't like. That's interesting. Okay, fine. Well, what have we got on the list? Have a look. What else have you got?
If you know anything else in the list.
I'm looking. I can't read your writing. That's half the problem. Red Hat, what's that, DHCP?
Oh, Red Hat that DHCP.
Doesn't sound very exciting.
Oh, it doesn't sound very exciting.
What's that IoT? What's that Nest? Is that Google Nest? What is
Google Nest?
The thing that, you know, tells you stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So all the, we'll talk that because
no one
could
have heard that, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because we got sweet... dampening. You can't go like that. Whoa.
Okay.
That would have sounded really weird because I can hear that. Yeah, so Google Nest, stuff that does all the smart home stuff, their servers went down and no one could get in their houses.
But they couldn't get in.
Couldn't get in.
They control the doors. I thought they were just smoke alarms.
They control like a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Physical access still fine.
Yeah, so you couldn't turn your heating up, for example.
Right. Right, so you can still get in, but you can't do anything that people have had to do for the last, like, thousands of years. Oh, yeah. That's still good.
Still not ideal.
First world issues.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
right, this is good. Right, so we've got a Newlands. Can't see a bus number yet. Whoa. They're hiding it.
Following the one in front, right?
Yeah, behind a Route 31.
Yeah. Behind. You'll have to go back and...
Behind Route 31, straight at 544.
That's a pretty low number.
Oh, it's 8 now. Oh, it's over here. Oh, that's right. Oh, no, I've opened 2. Oh, no, I've opened it twice. Right, cool. Boom, done.
Well done. That was a lot of effort. There's a lot of buttons.
Well, you moved the window. You moved the window.
Sorry.
And then I opened it again and it had 2 windows open. feature requests, pull requests, welcome.
Do you have a GitHub repository for your code?
We've got no code on there. We've got a GitHub repository for the website.
Right. Okay. So you take pull requests won't on that.
Do much.
No.
Though it does have a script that will do the upload, which so I don't think has.
We could mess with that then.
Oh, if you like manage to trick us to merge something, we'll be like, no. It's a pretty good script. It's got a sleep for an hour in it.
Right.
When we upload to
so you start it at YouTube and you want it at the end. Is that the deal?
No. After we finish, we'll upload it to YouTube as part of the script. But then YouTube will be like, yep, you've got an ID, but it hasn't processed the video.
So you want it to come back and actually...
And then we wait for an hour and then do a bunch of other stuff because the Patreon needs the thumbnail from YouTube.
Okay, I see, right. Because you get the link straight away, right? So you're not waiting.
Yeah, we got a link. Yeah, okay. So we do all the other stuff that just requires a link, but then Patreon has a bug where it just gets like the shitty gray, we don't have a video logo. So we got 8. It's a bit off from your 20 to 30.
What are you doing? Is it almost time up? No. More?
We got a bit.
Post back on. Are you going to kick me off now?
We can kick you off and then we can talk about a bunch of stuff.
Get back to the list. You've got a few more things on the list.
Yeah, we do have a few more things.
Yeah, that's true.
So does the other host want to come back on?
He's also distracted by the fans.
He's worked out he is required. Get the host.
That's actually been fun to you.
Thanks, Dave, for coming down. No anytime. Stephen does need a few people while I'm away.
And I'm back.
Hello.
How's the sound? If you're going to get one for me, I don't have a drink yet.
I'll just check in.
Actually, I'm all right. I'm all right with that one.
No, I'm all right. I just stole his fresh one.
Oh, is that? Okay, because I thought I had one there, but I couldn't. Come on, cables.
I think I got it.
Cables. Yeah. Oh, no, this is getting more and more tangled. It's okay. Have you been checking the chat?
No, actually.
There could have been people talking and chatting and just... not being acknowledged. Yeah, visibility gets low. Accidents are more prone. The lights are fucked here. They're not super fucked.
We had quite a few buses that went past. Oh, it feels weird without the headphones now.
Yeah.
We had a few
buses go past. Weird. I wouldn't have expected that.
But the light is so terrible, we can't see the numbers.
Oh, yes, yeah. My camera should be able to see it.
Even in this?
Maybe. We can bump the ISO up. It might be enough. I mean, the lit up number, easy. We should have seen that.
Yeah, but not all of them have the lit up number. Yeah. I think all of these I'm reporting are based on the lit up number. Yeah, that's the route.
You can also do the thing where you you look at multiple frames and composite them together to like get a higher res version of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you can do that. But I think, I don't know, the camera might be okay. If I get I can get a better camera.
Right.
Just get a better camera.
So we have 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we might not get I didn't see what you guys talked about.
So we briefly touched on XLJS.
Oh, that's the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Literally.
I'm not feeling great tonight.
We talked about other
too
stuff.
Too much beer. That's good. I have to go back and listen later.
You'll have to listen.
Yeah. Double check that the high quality standards of the bus factor are being maintained.
See if you want to get Dave back on while I'm away.
Yeah, check his up to scratch. We do need people when you're away. We've got a few. Oh, you're getting the old...
Yeah, I've had that for a while.
Yeah. Oh, look, a bus going that way.
Yeah, there was a Turner. There was a...
Oh, that was a Turner? Yeah. Okay, I thought that was the other thing. We got Electron Bugs. You know, do you know old mate, Mikey G's company? Spider Labs?
Yeah, Spider Labs.
Sorry,
actually
his company.
T-shirt.
That was misleading. Yeah, he got the pretty sweet t-shirt.
He just works for them. He's like the
APAC manager or something?
Manager, yeah.
Yeah, he's like pretty up there. Sorry, this doesn't really have to do with him. But
absolutely nothing.
He's the only Spider Labs guy I know, so that's why. Spider Labs, sorry. Found some Electron Bugs. Spider Labs found some Electron Bugs. Not him. It wasn't a bug exactly. It was just like they were doing insecure coding practices in Linutron apps, and they found a bunch that were doing it.
Yeah.
From memory, it was like you can turn XSS into RCE. through some misconfiguration.
Don't you love Electron, how XSS can just be RCE?
Yeah, I mean, XSS can be RCE in Chrome if they've got ActiveX stuff installed. Not Chrome, I guess.
That is true.
Internet Explorer used to be pretty XSS RCE-ish.
Yeah.
IE, I mean, every browser did eventually, like, in the past, but nowadays it's a bit harder. Don't you wish you could have just, like, been around in the 90s? Can you imagine how fucking badass?
I was.
So was I. You know what I mean, though?
Majority of the room was.
If I was 20 in the 90s and had all the knowledge I have now, I'm going to include that part as well.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? Just popping shells all over the place. Right? Right.
Yeah, like, if you look back at those times, like, you had all those, like, mailing lists and shit, and, like, people would just pop over there, like, left, right, and center.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, like, if you, like, understood something, full like, disclosure. I don't know, buffer overflows, bam, that's... The entire internet crumbles.
Like, there was nothing. Like,
if you understood, like, print string exploits, bam, you just hack the entire internet. If you just name an exploit primitive, you can hack everyone using it, right? Whereas now it's like, okay, do 10 years of exploit dev to learn how to do it.
You know what's really weird? Email was, like, one of the first protocols.
Yeah? Still use it?
We still use it, but people found so many bugs in it.
The
but,
protocol?
In, like, implementations.
Mail clients,
well, mail servers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do we still find bugs in mail servers?
People still find bugs in mail servers. How? Like, why is it not just fucking rock solid?
It's mainly, okay, I'd say it's because we write them in memory unsafe languages.
Yeah, that does do a bunch.
I mean, if we wrote them in Golang, it'd just be solved. Just saying.
Right, rewrite postfix in Golang.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of, whoa, look at the little car. Look at him.
Look at him
breaking the law there. Oh, what's he doing? He's
like, oh, does red mean go? Red means go.
Remember that time a bus almost killed someone?
Oh, man, that was crazy.
That was crazy. Crazy.
So Dave actually asked whether we'd caught any accidents.
Not recently. Never.
Never on camera.
There have been a few, yeah.
We've seen them.
But further down, the guy got hit just beside here. So a few things like that. But yeah. What else we got on the list? OA6. I know what that is. I don't know what I wrote there.
Deep message?
Signal message?
Stoop message?
Save message?
Shape?
Yeah, no. I know what it is. I'm just saying I can't read what I'm saying.
Stored messages.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That D is upside down. That D is legitimately upside down.
It's a P, yes.
Stored with a D. How do you spell stored?
STOEP. Is that?
I can see it being an RE.
Epsilon S. Epsilon. No. Sickle cow with a triangle for a forehead.
Oh my god.
Simon symbol.
Simon symbol.
we are playing.
Was that the left or the right one?
we played the game with the bomb. The other day.
Keep talking, no one explodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good game.
I was buzzed that night.
Yeah, on the game, not any drugs.
Oh, yeah. Adrenaline.
It was a decent amount of adrenaline. OSX, yeah. So if you've seen messages on Signal, you know how they're meant to be like disappearing and stuff? Well, they don't because they just go in the growl stuff in OSX, you know, the growl stuff? It's like, grrr, you got a message, grrr.
Yeah, I've seen growls. They're like toast, but not toast. They're
like
growls. Toast is what you call like a bunch of those pop-ups. They're like a toast.
Who the fuck calls them toast?
Android, Linux. I think Windows has used toast as a metaphor before.
Okay, weird. Anyway, toast growls, pop-up. Because that's what OS X uses and therefore it's right. Those are cached. Those are stored. They're just like stored somewhere. Yeah. So your message is stored. Sorry. Not that bad of a bug. I mean, it is in terms of like what people use Signal for, but who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the growls because they popped up even if your screen was locked and there was no way to hide the contents of the pop-up when the screen was locked.
Yeah. Android, so I have mine configured in Android so it doesn't display content.
Yeah, so on Linux when my screensaver comes on,
yeah,
nothing comes up. As soon as I unlock, it will pop up all of
them. I don't mind it popping up on cell phones. I guess desktops, laptops.
Cell phones, I like it because then I can look and I can be like, I've got something I should unlock.
Yeah, like I've got Hangouts or I've got Signal. Those are likely to be people talking to me. Or like I've got Snapchat. I don't give a shit about that.
iOS, just, oh yeah, this person's talking about this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah. And
oh, yeah. Have you seen the embarrassing, there's like a website that it's designed to block it.
Yeah.
And they have like a bunch of embarrassing messages that pop up.
It's almost as bad as, there's like a million people down there.
You are really, really bad at counting. I'm just going to say that.
It's almost as embarrassing as when you do a conference talk and you've got
Twitter notifications
on.
Yeah. Turns, I found out recently from a coworker that service workers actually run independent of the tab, which I did find out. I knew that once.
No,
I
you did look up, but yeah, that talk was quite nice. I liked it.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I thought you were saying my one. I was like, it's a bit old. Now.
Your one was terrible. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was terrible.
Oh my God. My coworkers hate me. What's next there? XLJS, yeah. The only thing I want to mention on that is XL now supports JavaScript. It has increased attack surface. So it's meh, but at the same time, Microsoft have historically failed to secure their JavaScript interpreters. Yeah. Like the one used for WPAD was used as a vector recently.
Oh, we also talked about the Nest.
Yeah, because I heard a little bit about that. But that's all I wanted to mention on that one.
Cool.
Did you hear about the Red Hat Discipper?
No, we didn't talk about the Discipper. So that was actually DNS Mask, right? But it was a DHCP bug in DNS Mask.
It's Red Hat only, I know that. I didn't know where the bug was.
Well, that was what I was talking about when I called out the news and you wrote down that. So I'll talk about that. So it's like a DNS Mask bug to do with DHCP option, which was the option for WPAD, because everyone loves that.
WPAD.
Yeah, WPAD.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, and you got RCE.
How does it work?
It was a tweetable POG. I think you're looking up a different one.
Yeah, so this is a different bug then. So one is the Red Hat distros include one called DH Client as part of Network Manager.
Your one looks better.
Which actually, this like Network Manager is used by Ubuntu as well, so I'm not sure why. Like, just looking at some details now, it only affects Red Hat. Is this
patch
bug.
Early patch often? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the DHCP one. It's tweetable exploit because it's remote as root as well, because the DHCP client runs as root.
Yep.
And you can see here, it's basically just like a, it'll like execute the code kind of. It's not meant to, but there's a bug, they weren't coding properly.
Yeah.
Do you know shellcheck.net?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking would have solved this, right?
Yep.
Shellcheck.net's just like, hey bro, someone can RCE you, and you just solve it, and it's like, good.
Yeah.
It's really handy. So you use it, this is shellcheck, you post in like a bash script or like an SH script, and it will just point out errors like, oh, you should be quoting this, you shouldn't be quoting this. I wouldn't call it.
It's
a little bit of a checker, but because it's like all valid code, right? Like it's like it tries to not just be like this is. It's linter. Like a linter, yeah. It's like a linter because it's not looking for valid invalid. It's looking for like I don't think that's what you want. Probably you probably don't want to execute those commands. Although I've used it and occasionally been like, no, I actually do. But you know, it's pretty handy anyway.
Sometimes you do want it.
Anyway,
sorry, I was trying to Red Hat people. Say what Dave was saying in the microphone so people could hear.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
We need a third microphone.
We do, which we can't. It's like a, no, we don't actually. No ports for the microphone. Yeah, we do actually have, though, this microphone here is USB, so we can buy another microphone, plug in another XLR, use that one over USB, and route it through to Ableton, and it should still work. Sorry.
Yeah, so
bypass the box for input. Yeah.
Yeah.
That will work, but it'll be dodgy.
Because all our audio is going through software. Well, it's doing hardware stuff.
Kind of DMA'd, but it does run in software, yeah. Well, because we need it for if we want to monitor the levels. I want to change to an analog stack, but it's expensive. Don't have the money. Need more Patreons. That's what we need. So if anyone out there would like to donate on Patreon, feel free. Yeah, no, so there's the red hat thing. You're talking about a different bug? And that affects DNS mask users when, how, what?
Yeah, DNS mask.
There's one like ages ago.
No, there's one start of the week.
Start of the week, impressive.
So it's pretty old.
I only run Windows, so I'm not affected.
Fair enough. So we got a minute. We might go a bit over.
The
Should
last
we
one here.
Talk bus lane or.
I'm going to mention lane. The last tech lane. It'll take 10 seconds. The cell phone carriers in the States sell location data to people who they consider like good. Those people sell it to other people who they consider okay. They sell it to other people who are not reputable.
Oh, I see what happens.
Long story short, your location data in the States can be brought by anyone. One of these providers got hacked and like their data got like leaked and they gave access to people and logins and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, sucks to be in the States, I guess. Yeah. Though presumably stuff like that happens here as well. So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, well, we had that a couple of weeks back with the...
The Transpower app, yeah.
Yeah, Transpower.
Transpower app was logging everything.
Which was like, oh, like cell phone and exact addresses. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, it was GPS. It was very accurate GPS data, not actually addresses.
It was exact.
It was enough to get your address, yes.
Like, it was enough to get your precise house, not your neighbor's house.
It was enough to get pretty much the room of the house that you were currently using when you reported a power outage.
But not the address.
Not the address. Well, that's different.
But yeah, so everyone does that.
Yeah. Okay, what did you... was that last one there?
Community guidelines.
Let's mention this.
We got Bus fucking factor? Shut down on YouTube
fucking
again.
Fucking shut down. We
Do you reckon
got...
this will get shut down because we're like...
Talking about it. Yeah, so we had a video up, episode 38, I believe, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch it again now to see...
Fucking hell,
what's in it?
Anyway, we woke up on like fucking Thursday, Friday, last week, something. Yeah, it was like a week ago. Your video has been removed for a community guideline violation. Please log in to acknowledge and appeal if you want to. So I was like, what the fucking hell is this? So I log in, like, you violated a guideline. You want to appeal? And I'm like, what? What did we do? What? Yeah. Like, what? So I was like, yes, I want to appeal. And so he appealed and I was like, what did we violate? I don't understand. Like, I think it should be fine. Please give more information. Because how can you appeal you violated a guideline? How can you appeal that?
Yeah.
You can't.
You just need to ask, like, what did we do?
What'd we do? Am I going to do this again? Is this going to affect every episode?
So last time, our whole account got banned.
Yeah, last time it was the entire account. It was fucking brutal.
And which I was like, nuts. I was like... Holy shit.
What did we do? What did we
do? And was like, wait, what? Like, what'd you do?
Yeah, everyone's like, what'd you do? And it's like, fucking nothing. YouTube's just retarded. Oh my God, that's going to get us taken down. Anyway, the appeal came back and it was like, congratulations, your appeal's been accepted. My appeal was literally, what guideline did we break? But that was enough to get us on bad. So, yeah, YouTube's all fucked, man. YouTube's fucked.
Fair enough. Right, yeah, I think, there was that, if you wanted to quickly cover
Someone made a PoffSS, you know, the debugger, the little cool little thing. Someone wrote a proof of concept for Windows, so that is, low-priv to, system in Windows. It's, like, technically low-priv to kernel space, but system, whatever. Pretty sweet, pretty sweet. Want to see one for Linux? That'd be good, but, until then, who knows? Still waiting for my Rohammer proof of concept.
That still just hasn't come out.
Anyway,
so we've got 8 buses.
Yeah. Oh! Ooh!
I'm just going to point it out.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Because you got a bit sidetracked there.
Yeah?
You got quite sidetracked.
Winner, winner, chicken
Can't
dinner.
Can't bring guests on. You just stop listening. You'll have to re-listen to the show. We talked about some quality stuff.
I'll listen. Until then, though, next week. So you aren't going to be here next week. You're on break for 2 months.
Next week, 2 months.
2 months of break.
I will try and get some B-roll every week.
Next week, we do have a guest, which he is a great... We've had him on the show before. He's great. I don't want to say his name because I believe he wants to use a pseudonym. So in the interest of not doing it. But I can tell you, if you are here next week, definitely listen to the episode. It's going to be great.
Yep.
We're going to talk about computers and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's a good speaker.
I should have asked. I'll tweet about it next week if you want to know who the speaker is. I'm sure I'll be able to do that at least. Until then. So you're not going to be here for a while. The week after that, we do have the Honorable Weblord Pepe, who is the owner and executor of Pepe's World, YouTube's greatest electronic show.
It's
actually
good.
Fucking great.
It's
It's loose. It's looser than the bus factor.
But you're listening to the bus factor.
So you clearly don't care about that. It's actually really informative as well. I'd say it's more informative than we are. So, yeah. Nonetheless, let's get it out.
All right.
And we will catch you next week. Oh, I will catch you next week.
Thank you for the Patreon.
Say goodbye. Yeah, we do guarantee that one green bus will go through near the end of the show for every Patreon on a good tier. So, yeah.
All right. See ya.
Yeah, bye.